Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
50 seconds remaining here in the first half. River Valley won the JV1 matchup, 48-40. Free throw is no good off the rim for Thatcher. And one more is coming up. A couple of dribbles, this one in the air, and that one is good. So Thatcher makes it 30-25. 49 seconds to play in the first half. River Valley in a full court press. Jaden Shep being pressed as he comes across the half court line, and it's knocked away. Nice steal by Caden Plumlee. Off the bench, came in and made a defensive gem, and the Blackhawks get it back. 35 seconds remaining here in the first half. Houston Thatcher with a fist play, moves to the left side, holds it up, throws it down back to Drakenberg. Drakenberg to Plumlee. Drakenberg top of the circle, Thatcher. River Valley looking for a smooth move here at the end of the first half. Pass comes now to Drakenberg. Driving, Keegan Heiser, nothing, gives it back to the left side. Down to 10 seconds, Houston Thatcher for three on the rim, no good. Rebound Palmer, and there's a foul called on Sumner Knockreiner. That's his second. Stops the clock with 6 seconds to play. And Richland Center will shoot. Guaranteed two. Palmer at the line, looking for his first made free throws tonight. Gets the ball, takes a couple of dribbles, and this one is no good. One more going, and Jackson Thatcher is into the game for River Valley. So basically four guards out there for the final 6 seconds. Palmer, couple of dribbles in the air, and that one is good. Palmer knocks it down. River Valley will bring it in play. Houston Thatcher across half court with four, with three, moves to the right side to the corner. Plumlee for three, no good, and that'll do it for one half of basketball. And it's been a good half. 31-25, Richland Center leads River Valley at intermission tonight in Southwest Wisconsin Conference play. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, and we'll have more scores from throughout the area on the upcoming Phil Nee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. You're listening to high school boys basketball on a Thursday night with WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Tonight during halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update reflects on the loss recently of a good friend. Ken Manning died last week at his home in La Crosse. He was a local athlete that graduated from Ithaca High School and attended UWC Richland and later Platteville University. His coaching career began at Lancaster in 1979, and later he moved to Westby High School. Our broadcasters not only interviewed Ken many times through his career, but we crossed paths often. After he retired from head coaching, he began Western Wisconsin Video Productions, and he covered not only wrestling but many sporting events. We often sat side by side with Ken as he promoted area athletes in their endeavors. During his combined head coaching tenure at the two schools, Ken had 37 state qualifiers, 24 state place winners, 9 state finalists, and 5 state champions. Ken's accomplishments earned him a place in both the Wisconsin Wrestling Coaches Association George Martin Hall of Fame and the Wisconsin chapter of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. Ken joined me on a WRCO Sports broadcast following the news a few years ago that his name would be in the National Wrestling Hall of Fame.
I go back to when I was wrestling at Ithaca and then at the campus and then at Platteville, UW Platteville, and then as the coach and stuff. And I think about all the different communities that have been a part to help me shape my life and my career. And it all started right there at Ithaca and Richland Center, and you know, just to involve the home, if you want to call it that, I think is just so special. And then to pick up more family members at Lancaster and then here at Westby, it's just been a joy. And you know, you talked about, and I always kind of look at this and go, well, you know, thank God for something like this, because it's just mind-boggling sometimes.
And some of the guys that coached you, too. In fact, we talked to Jim Allball just last year when he went into the State Hall of Fame. So you had some good mentors along the way.
Oh, you know, you talk about between. I was just thinking about that actually this morning, Phil, with, you know, my coach, Jim Allball. I had him in middle school, junior high, high school, and then the 2 years at the campus. So I did not know anybody else. I didn't know anybody else could coach wrestling other than Jim Allball. So, and, you know, until I went to Platteville and then had Bob Garcia there. You know, and then there's people like the Al Baumans, the Ted Harrises as officials, John Burns. You know, all those kind of people have just shaped what I've done. Gary Gutenek, you know, he was one of those guys that continued to help me grow as a coach, you know, learning technique and those, you know, those little nuances within the sport that you've got to know. My good friend Chuck Rasmussen, my buddy Mike Marr up here, you know, at Westby. I mean, those friendships will last forever.
From an interview with Ken Manning a few years ago when he went into the Wisconsin chapter of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. A visitation for Ken Manning will be held from 11 until 1:30, followed by a memorial service at 2 this coming Saturday, January 4th at Brookwood High School. That is it for tonight's Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
You've decided it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. A new garage, post-frame shed, or steel roofing. But where to start? We have your answer. All American Do It Center is a one-stop shop for building materials, including metal panels. From All American Steel, you'll save money by ordering directly through the manufacturer at All American. Our team has you covered, from project design to delivery of all the materials you'll need right at the job site. Get your project started today and contact the design team at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Richland Center leading boys basketball 31-25 at halftime. Leading scorer for Richland Center is Wes Bosworth with 11. Jaden Shep has 10. 5 points for Liam Fingerson. Brady Dosh and Garrison Weiss each have 2. And Cutler Palmer with 1. River Valley is led by Houston Thatcher with 5 and Lucas Klein with 7. Jackson Thatcher has 4. And 3 each for Quincy Blakely, Caleb Drachenberg, and Keegan Heiser. River Valley led by 7 at 1 point in the first half. Richland Center then built its lead, and we're up by as many as 9. They're leading at halftime by 6 points. Looking at scores here so far, Riverdale getting the victory in their game against Lafarge in boys basketball, 65-45. In the Southwest Conference, Dodgeville was leading Lancaster 32-29 at halftime. How about this score? Platteville 49, Prairie du Chien 6 at halftime. Elsewhere, Cuba City leading Belleville in girls basketball 36-28. Wazika Steuben trailing Ithaca 22-19 Bulldogs in the second half. Riverdale up on Lafarge Youth Initiative 12-0 to start the game at the Rest Building in Muscadet. Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. We'll be back for the second half next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
31-25, the score. Richland Center leading River Valley. And here's the second half inbound, and we're underway. Jaden Shep with a basketball. Brings it across the half-court line. Moves to the right. Man-to-man D by River Valley. They played that pretty much the whole first half. Here's Brady Dosh with a runner in the lane. Good. Brady spent a little time on the bench with 2 fouls early on. He's got 4 points, and it's 33-25. Richland Center back to an 8-point lead. Houston Thatcher, top of the circle. Lobs it in to Drachenberg. Now back to Houston. He goes in with a scoop from the baseline. No good. Fingerson rebounds. Outlet to Dosh. Brady down to the baseline. Nothing. Now pulls up and drives back with the ball. Fires back to Jaden Shep. Liam Fingerson just up for the baseline, throws the ball low. Bosworth got loose and scored from behind his defender to the front side and puts it in. West having a big, big game, challenging River Valley. The Hornets lead for the first time tonight by 10, 35-25. Ball on the left side, back it goes to Poppy. Over to the corner, Thatcher. Down low, Drachenberg. Turnaround shot won't go. Tipped out the out-of-bounds line by Richland Center. It will be River Valley basketball. Folks still coming back from the popcorn stand tonight. River Valley with the inbound pass. They'll look, they'll get it in. From the corner, Thatcher for 3. It goes. Had the roll, and it stayed down for Houston. And now it's a 35-28 ball game. Richland Center with the basketball in the backcourt. Wes Bosworth help it out on the half-court trap. Fires over to the near side, and Jaden Chip back to Bosworth. Down the lane and up and good. Wes Bosworth like a locomotive through the lane and scores. 37-28, Richland Center. Back to the left side for River Valley. They've got Blakely on the wing. Quincy looking low, fires it off to Poppy. He'll drive low and scores. Nice move. Sam Poppy's first basket. 37-30. Ball comes for River Valley through the hoop, and now the Hornets with the basketball. Fingerson, outlet pass now to Bosworth. Back to Shep. Jaden down low. Liam Fingerson challenges. Shot is on the way. No good. Gets his own miss and scores. Liam Fingerson makes it a 9-point Hornet lead at 39-30. Kind of a wide-open game. They kind of expected more of a half-court game for the Hornets. They're pushing it. Ball goes inside for River Valley. They'll score right away as Drakenberg finds the range from the low post. It is 39-32. Breakneck pace here early out of the second half. Jaden Shep pushes it low, knocked away by River Valley. Picked up by Jaden. His shot is no good. Rebound by Poppy and the Blackhawks. River Valley down by 7. Thatcher into the front court. Coast to the left wing. Now brings it over to the right side. Held by Blakely. He'll drive low. Quincy shot. Blocked by Bosworth. Picked up by Garrison Weiss. Gary back in there as well after getting two early fouls in this one. Bosworth on the left wing for the Hornets. Back to Dosh. Brady looks for a cutter. Finds Fingerson. Garrison Weiss back to Dosh in the deep corner. Dosh on a dribble drive into the paint. Bounce feed back door. And there is Weiss. The shot won't go. Fought for, and it's going to be a jump ball call. A couple of players going head-to-head on that one, and the jump ball, the arrow goes the way of River Valley. Blackhawk basketball. Tomorrow night, girls basketball right here at the Fieldhouse. Dodgeville playing Richland Center. And we'll have that one for you tomorrow night. We've got a lot of games coming up in January we're really looking forward to. Some good local matchups. That's what we like to provide. Ball comes to the right side, caught by Klein. River Valley setting it. Now Blakely to the wing, now to the baseline. Thatcher, he'll dribble all the way back to half court and reset it up against the Hornets' man-to-man defense. Blakely on the right wing, puts it on the dribble drive, gives it back to Drakenberg. Caleb looks, fires. Thatcher goes low, moving and grooving. Pass to the near side, Poppy kicks it to the corner. Three on the way, no good for Blakely, and the rebound by Jaden Shep for the Hornets. Now to Brady Dosh. Brady runs it across the half-court line and will set up shop. Uses a screen from Weiss, brings it left side. Off to Jaden Shep. Jaden calls the play. Crossover dribble. Now uses a screen from Bosworth. And nothing to go. Gives it back to Bosworth, left side. Back to the right side, Dosh. Entry pass low. There's Liam Fingerson. Dumps it back door, and Bosworth scores. Another Liam Fingerson assist and another Hornet basket. 41-32, timeout on the floor. We'll be back with more in a moment. 13:44 remaining. Hornets by 9 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
River Valley ball after the timeout. Thatcher on the right wing. Hornets leading 41-32. Nice pass back door. Poppy finding it, gets it back inside on a nice pass from Blakely, and he'll score. So Poppy with his second basket. Well played. That makes it 41-34. Hornets by 7. Wes Bosworth in the backcourt runs it across the half-court line, throws it away looking for Brady Dosh. Eric Olson the nearest to it. And the ball comes back to River Valley. Into the game for the Blackhawks, Keegan Heiser, number 34. Both teams have utilized a good part of the bench tonight. Certainly players that commonly come in have been used as both teams have gotten a little bit of foul difficulty going. Pass comes across from Thatcher, and then ironically no fouls so far in the second half. 13 minutes to go. Ball down to Blakely. Blakely, cross-court lob for Klein. Klein, 16-footer, good. Lucas Klein, who had a hot hand early, finds the range. That makes it 41-36. It's a five-point game. Hornets lob it now to Garrison Weiss. Makes the move, goes up, shot no good. Fingerson with a rebound. Put back, no good. Rebound, River Valley. Pulled down by Keegan Heiser. Off to Thatcher. Glides to the front court. Gives to Blakely. Top of the circle, River Valley whips it around. Lucas Klein on the baseline drive. Follow-away jumper on the way, no good. Rebound, Garrison Weiss of the Hornets. Back to Wes Bosworth, and the Hornets operate again across the timeline. Jaden Shep. Shep on a drive, tries to dish it low. Picked off by Thatcher and the Blackhawks. Klein will take the handle. Drives to the other side. Out of Blakely. Inside Poppy. Challenges low in the crowd. Shot no. Put back no good. Partially blocked by Fingerson, and the Hornets get it. Liam bringing it. Two on two. Set shot on the way. No good. Steps over a defender who's on the floor and scores. Liam Fingerson puts it in to make it 43-36. Houston Thatcher throws it low. Poppy, nothing to go, throws it left side. And the Blackhawks take a three. Klein on the way. It's no good. Rebound Dosh. And a foot race to the other end. Pulls away for a layup. Good. Brady Dosh and the Hornets open it back up to 45-36. Boy, you don't have time to catch your breath, or if you blink, you're going to miss something here tonight. 9-point lead for the Hornets, 11-14 to go. Klein drives lane. Oh, rejected by Weiss, but a foul is called. I thought they were going to get Garrison Weiss on the block because it did look clean, but they're instead going to give that to Jaden Shep, who must have kind of sideswiped him there. The officials are going to confer. So, Brian Poles coming out for an explanation. Brian, for the most part, one of the calmer coaches you'll see, usually respectfully asks an opinion. And now Lucas Thatcher getting the explanation. Luke sometimes a little more animated. Then there's Darby Blakely, his assistant. I told him I would talk about him tonight. Well, as the conversation continues, I think the call is going to stand. Is it on Shep? They wiped it off for a moment. Now it looks like it is. Okay, so that will be his third. Free throw by Klein is in the air and no good. Lucas will get one more. 45-36, Richland Center. Sumner Nachreiner is in for River Valley. Lucas Klein with a second free throw. In the air, and that one is no good. Wouldn't stay. Rebound by Liam Fingerson. Outlet to Wes Bosworth. And River Valley playing man-to-man all the way up and down the court. Here's Jaden Shep getting around the defender. Throws it low. There's Fingerson. He'll score. Well played. Jaden Shep with the assist. Liam Fingerson with 11 points. And the Hornets lead by 11. River Valley quick in transition. They'll get it to the near side. Three-pointer on the way. It's on the rim. No good for Klein. Rebound Poppy. He'll throw it to the other side. Here's Heiser challenging. His shot is up. No good. 47-36 on the Hornets rebound. Wes Bosworth across the timeline, dumps it low. Garrison Weiss goes up and scores, fakes the defense, and that's the first field goal for Weiss. Hornets by 13. Thatcher the other way and goes up with a shot, no good. Rebound Hornets, baseball pass to Jaden Shep. He'll lay it up, no good. Foul called on the play. 10-17 remaining, and that's going to be the first foul on River Valley. So they will mark that, and Jaden Shep goes to the free throw line. 49-36, Jaden takes aim in the air with that one, and it is good. Hornets open up now a 14-point lead, 50-36. Into the game is Quincy Blakely. River Valley making a quick switch. Free throw is good by Jaden Shep. 4 of 6 tonight from the line. Cutler Palmer is in for Jaden. And River Valley will have the ball. Hornets by 15. 51-36. Long way to go in this one. I expected it to be a close game coming in, and so far the Hornets have pulled away. Shot by Klein. It's on the way. No good. Rebound by Weiss. Gary Weiss with a basketball, and the Hornets doing a good job on the board. Another place where they're kind of winning the battle, controlling the inside. Here's Bosworth, and now it's Dosh dumping it low. There's Weiss. Gary will drive, and it's going to be called for traveling. Made the basket, but called for the walk, and it goes back to the Blackhawks. Alumni basketball coming up on Saturday here at Richland Center High School. First game is at 8. Another will follow at 9, and 10, and 11. Big day for the alumni and the basketball boosters. River Valley working the ball, low post, nothing. Back to the outside, there's Klein. Klein on a drive, and he's fouled on the shot and will go to the free throw line. Foul is called on Liam Fingerson. That's his second. JV2 will start at the intermediate school at 1, and then at 1:30, the JV1 game here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hornets taking on Kenosha Indian Trail. That's going to be a really fun game to watch. Free throw is no good by Klein. Hornets nearly beat that team two years ago here, and then a year ago went there and lost by a little bit more, but they are an up-and-down team. They are a big school, Division I school, so it's a fun matchup. This one on the way, and it is good for Lucas Klein, and that'll make it 51-37. 14-point lead for the Hornets with 9.5 to go. Wes Bosworth in the backcourt. Crossover dribble brings it across half court. Stops. Fires to Dosh. Brady on the right wing. Fires back to Palmer. Cutler on a drive. Down to the baseline. Weiss down low. There's Bosworth. Scores from the low post. Wes is having a night tonight. 19 points. 53-37. Richland Center. Ball comes to the right side. Taken by River Valley. They'll set it. Now to the middle, Knockreiner. Klein on the drive in the lane, knocked away, picked up by Brady Dosh. 9 minutes to go. Hornets try to build upon the lead. Brady Dosh across the timeline, drives to the lane, throws it now to the corner. Bosworth on a drive. West hop step low, throws it back to Dosh. Right wing wide open, three on the way, no good. Put four, rebound Sam Poppy. River Valley. Outlet pass for Heiser across the timeline, Blakely. Quincy on a drive, hands off now to Knockreiner. Sumner with a basketball, drives and now hands off to Blakely. Blakely pulls up, free throw line right, down to the corner. Here's Klein on a drive, dumps it on to Poppy, and the ball is loose on the floor, picked up again by River Valley. Blakely, Poppy, back to Blakely in the lane, shot on the way, won't stay, rebound Bosworth. Wes with a basketball, fires over to Brady Dosh. Hornets by 16 in this game. 8:08 remaining in the second half. We'll get you some more scores in just a moment. Brady Dosh across the timeline now drives to the baseline. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound Sam Poppy. River Valley controls the board. And the outlet pass now for Sumner Knockreiner. Top of the circle, Klein ball fake. Drives low, shot up, no. And over the backboard. And out of bounds, it'll belong to Richland Center. Houston Thatcher returns for River Valley, and it's Liam Fingerson and Jaden Shep for Richland Center. Wisconsin Heights, 44-35 over Monroe. That's Monroe in the second half. Cuba City leading Belleville, 47-38 girls basketball. Blackhawk defeats Highland, 54-40 tonight. 58-15, Platteville leading Prairie du Chien. Conference action tonight. 7.5 to go here at the Fieldhouse in Richland Center. Hornets by 16. Ball pass to the right side. Shep drives lane. Knocked loose. Good defense by Poppy. Outlet pass Blakely. Quincy bringing it. Knocked away by Schwinstenberg. Kaisen with a steal. Up ahead Shep. Foot race low. Knocked out of bounds. Off of Shep. On a good play by Keegan Heiser and by Sam Poppy. You always have to foul somebody when they're beating you with a layup try. at last resort, they always said, make sure they don't make the basket, and then you follow them for a plus one if you're going to shoot. But that time, River Valley got a clean block and or actually knocked away the dribble, and it went off the body of the player and out of bounds, and they get it back. Ball comes in play, and now Sumner Knockreiner operates top of the circle. Here's a lob to the near side, caught. Pass to Poppy, deep baseline. Hornets have switched to a zone defense. They've been kind of off and on with man tonight. Thatcher, left side on the yo-yo dribble, brings it on the big lob back to Knockreiner. Sumner, Sam Poppy, back to Thatcher. Ball fake for three. Now he'll shoot it. Three on the way. Good. Houston Thatcher with his third triple tonight. 53-40. Ball game score. 6:35 to go, and River Valley putting the pressure on Jaden Shep. Shep brings it across the timeline. Cutler Palmer on the left wing. Top of the circle. It's going to be Fingerson. Nice pass. Ristenberg inside. Goes up. Shot no. Rebound River Valley. Quincy Blakely across the timeline. Thatcher right side. Three on the way. Off the rim. And a rebound taken there by Heiser. Drops it back now to Blakely. River Valley resets the offense. Blakely, top of the circle. Nowhere to go. Lobs it back for Blakely. Now all the way to the near side. Taken there by Heiser. Ball is going to be knocked away, and a foul is called. It's going to be on Richland Center. Number 12, Cutler Palmer, his first. Wes Bosworth and Brady Dosh return. Cutler Palmer and Kaizen Schwitzenberg leave. Those guys kind of unsung in this one tonight. They've played a lot of minutes and have been out there providing some good bench strength. Ball comes in play, and it's going to be Houston Thatcher for River Valley. Blakely on the downside, looks to the inside, nothing. Fires back to Thatcher, left side Heiser. Keegan holds the ball above his head, throws it back to the right side, Poppy. Poppy, left side Blakely. Blakely drops it over to the baseline, Heiser. Around the wheel it goes, Knockreiner. Lobs back for Thatcher. Good defense by the Hornets. Here's a three try on the way, and it's no good for Heiser. Rebound by Weiss of Richland Center. Hornets with only three fouls, and River Valley with only one. Both teams are in the double bonus nearly by this time in the first half. Ball comes across the timeline now. Shep drops it low. Weiss shot good. Tough angle from behind the backboard, and Garrison Weiss finagled his way for a basket. 55-40. Hornets back by 15. Pass comes to Knockreiner, right wing, down to Poppy, posting up. Sam lobs it back to Blakely. Top of the circle, nothing. Back to Thatcher. Inside, they'll go to Poppy again. He's pinned in, kicks to the corner. Knockreiner for three. No good. Tipped around, rebound Wes Bosworth. Wes with a basketball, and the Hornets take it, and we'll set it up again against some half-court pressure. Bosworth brings it across, between the knees dribble. Fires over to Liam Fingerson. 4.5 to go. Now back to Jaden Shep. Two-pointer on the way. Good. Free throw line right, and he drained it. 57-40. Hornets by 17 in this game. Houston Thatcher throws it left side. Knockreiner down to the baseline. Heiser fires back to Blakely. Top of the wheel, right side. Blakely to the corner. Thatcher down low. Poppy challenging. Goes up. He's fouled on the play by Liam Fingerson. It'll be the third on Liam. River Valley's next game coming up on Monday. They'll be taking on Fenimore. From here on out, usually two games a week, sometimes three. That's the fourth Hornet foul. Free throw is in the air, and it is good for Poppy. He has 5 points. That makes it 57-41. Second free throw. Couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. Poppy with a nice touch, and that makes it a 57-42 ball game. Good action coming your way tonight on WRCO Radio as we keep you company with high school boys basketball. Always a pleasure. Ball comes in play for Jaden Shep. Back to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth across the half-court line. Holds it. Throws it. Now to Dosh. Brady on the right side. Gets away from the defense. Tough shot. Won't go. Fought for. Rebound River Valley. Coming out now is Klein. Klein, 3-on-1. Jukes, shot of the way, no good. Rebound, Richland Center, and a foul called on the Hornets, I believe. Let's see. No, they're going to go with foul on River Valley, which will be their second. Foul is called on Keegan Heiser, his second. Timeout on the floor. 3:44 to go. Hornets 57, River Valley 42. Area boys basketball here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Sir has defeated Dodgeville tonight 59-55 in boys basketball. The Blackhawks defeated Dodgeville, or defeated Lancaster, I should say. I think every night is going to be a real adventure in this league. Hornets with the basketball down to Liam Fingerson. Turnaround shot for the low post. No good. Tipped around. Rebound. River Valley. 3.5 to play. Houston Thatcher sails to the front court. Drives down low. Leans in and scores a basket. That makes it 57-44. We have 3:20 to go. Hornets with the basketball. Jaden Sheff across half court. Lobs for Brady Dosh. Dosh with the ball. Drives back toward the half court line. Brady throws it over to Garrison Weiss. Now Dosh. Back to Jaden Sheff. Jaden penetrates low and creates a shot. It won't go, and the rebound by River Valley. Houston Thatcher is fouled in the backcourt by the Hornets. That'll be Richland Center's fifth. Foul called on Garrison Weiss, which will be his third. Platteville defeats Prairie du Chien 71-27. So Platteville might be the cream of the crop in the Southwest Conference this year. But I think everybody else is going to be kind of duking it out night in and night out. Going to make some fun games here in the next couple of months. Jackson Thatcher drives lane, and he is fouled. That's going to be number three, Brady Dosh, which will be his third. So he and Garrison Weiss both pick up two early fouls, and they pick up a foul just here as of late. So they each have three fouls in the game with 2:48 to go. Richland Center by 13. River Valley puts it in play. Nice inbound feed, and Keegan Heiser scores. 57-46. It's not done yet. 2:42 to go, and the Hornets with the basketball. Wes Bosworth across the timeline. He's near the Hornet bench and lobs back to Jaden Sheff. Sheff on the right wing. Blackhawks putting that man-to-man defense on. Jaden Sheff jukes to the inside, nothing, drives back, now throws a shot up from 15, no good, tipped out of bounds by the Hornets, and it will be River Valley basketball. So the Hornets lead by 11 with 2:20 to go. River Valley will try to get something going. They got to get something going quickly and in a hurry, and the Hornets have done a good job of defending and also rebounding. There haven't been a lot of good quick putbacks by River Valley tonight. Ball comes to the middle. That's going to be Heiser. Hands off to Klein. There's a two in traffic. It's no good. Rebound, Wes Bosworth. And he is going to be tied up by Jackson Thatcher. So the jump ball and the arrow goes to Richland Center with 2 minutes and 7 seconds remaining. Pass comes into Jaden Sheff. Sheff facing a full court press. Back to Wes Bosworth. Wes has been a stalwart on this press breaker tonight for the forward, he's out there and does a good job of handling the ball. Brings it back now to Brady Dosh. Dosh dumps it off. Here's Liam Fingerson down low with a dribble. He lost a handle, draws the crowd, turns around and scores somehow. 59-46 as the Hornets look to put one in the win column tonight. 1:40 to go. Heiser dumps it back door. Nice pass. Jackson Thatcher scores. 59-48, 1:32 to play in the game. Hornets in the backcourt and up to the middle, and it's going to be a foul on River Valley. That'll be the Blackhawks' third. Foul is marked on Quincy Blakely. That will be his fourth. And the Hornets will put it in play. So inbound for Bosworth. Drops it into Jaden Shep. Shep in the backcourt with a minute 25. And there's a foul called on Blakely. And that will be, let's see. Not sure. They may have put one on a different player. I was thinking that might be five on him. They only have four on the board. So Quincy Blakely with four fouls, a minute 24. Ball to Brady Dosh. Oh, he speeds down low and lays it up good. Brady Dosh is a fast player. Got away from the defense, makes it 61-48. Houston Thatcher shoots a three from the right wing. No good. Tipped around, last touch by the Hornets. It will be River Valley basketball. A minute 10 to play in the game. River Valley will inbound along the baseline. Started in play with Houston Thatcher. Thatcher gets the ball, gives it a tap, looks to bring it in play, and does. Lobs it in. Quincy Blakely, top of the circle, brings it right side. That is Thatcher. Thatcher drives all the way across, throws to the corner. Jaden Shep tried to steal it and stepped out of bounds. A minute one remaining. River Valley basketball, 61-48. Richland Center in the lead. Lucas Klein now will get it in to Houston Thatcher. Thatcher, left wing, drives toward the free throw line, backs off, dumps to the baseline. Heiser. Heiser, turnaround shot on the wing. No good. Liam Fingerson blocked it. River Valley gets it back. Klein, three from the corner. Won't go. Rebound, Brady Dosh. And he is fouled with 46 seconds remaining. Foul is on Houston Thatcher. That's his second. And River Valley, only its fifth foul with 46 seconds to play. For River Valley, they're going to bring in Brady Favreau, Adam Mares, and Caden Plumley. Aiden Hill is in. And let's see, I think I've got them all. Jackson Thatcher stays in. Hornets come back with Trayton Shep, and Petro Matucci is in. Grayson Clements and Carter Nelson. 46 seconds to play in the ball game, and the Hornets will have the inbound. Pass comes into Trayton Shep. Shep along the far side, back to Matucci. Petro brings it across, left side, driving, giving it down now to Carter Nelson. Now to Trayton Shep, top of the circle. Scoops it over to the right side. Grayson Clements down to the baseline on a dribble drive. Nothing there. And it's going to be Cole Wassinger with the basketball. Wassinger gives it back to Pietro. Down to the right side, Wassinger. Back to Matucci. Cross-court lob and knocked out of bounds by Jackson Thatcher of River Valley. Stops the clock with 16 seconds to go. Richland Center will put it in play. Here comes the lob into the backcourt, and it's lost. Picked up by Jackson Thatcher. Thatcher on a drive, shot blocked by Shep, and a foul called on the play. So Jackson will go to the free throw line, shooting two with 12 seconds to play. That will be the third foul on Trayton Shep. Jackson Thatcher 0 for 1 from the line. He has 8 points, trying to make it 10 tonight. He makes his ninth as he sinks the first one. 61-49. Second throw now for Jackson. It is no good. Fought for, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Richland Center. It will be River Valley basketball with 10.5 seconds remaining. Caden Plumley looks to bring the ball in play. Finds a man in the corner. Taking it there is Maris. Gives it back to Hill. Over to the corner, Plumley. 5 seconds. Hill on a drive, nothing. Throws it back to the right side. Now a three by Jackson Thatcher and a foul on Trayton Shep with 0.7 seconds remaining. River Valley will get 3 free throws. Going to the line is Jackson Thatcher. That is the 4th foul on Trayton Shep. And going to the line, Jackson Thatcher. First one is in the air, and it is good. That'll make it 61-50. One more on the way, and that is good. And one more after that. Bauble shooting three free throws. River Valley within 10. This one in the air. That one is on the rim, and it bounces in. 61-52. Hornets will inbound, and that will do it tonight. Richland Center wins by 9 points, 61-52, the final. Coming up, our Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show as we put the wraps on this one tonight and all of the scores from Southwest Wisconsin next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to our postgame show tonight from WRCO Radio. A victory going the way of the Richland Center Hornets, 61-52. Score actually close at the end, but probably doesn't indicate how the game was. The Hornets had the leads of 16 points at one point, and 17 appears to be their biggest lead at 57-40. So River Valley on a tear at the end, scored a few points, but not enough to get totally back into this one. And Richland Center hands River Valley its first conference loss. They fall to 1-1. Richland Center improves to 1-1, 5-4 overall, and River Valley is now 5-3. The Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game as we reward you and reward plays with some of the outstanding efforts of the local athletes on the night. And we're going with a total of 11 points in the first half for Wes Bosworth, and he helped the team with 19 in the game. It certainly both ends of the floor. He had a couple of key rebounds and a couple of big shots to get Richland Center that nice big lead of 17 points in the second half. And senior Wes Bosworth leading the way for our turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan in Richland Center. Stop by and find out your rewards. We'll be back with more of the postgame show next from WRCO Radio Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
You can accomplish several tasks at Pamela's Fine Jewelry. Find engagement and wedding rings, along with wedding, graduation, birthday, anniversary, and special moment gifts. She has a wonderful selection of necklaces, earrings, watches, rings, and more. Pamela's an expert in jewelry repair. She'll make that special piece look brand new again. Enhance a relationship with the one you love with a gift from Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without the commitment and support of the community. Community members are welcome to attend meetings held the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in the high school library. Go Blackhawks!
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our diabetes education and care team.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
Richland Center against the win. The final score is 61-52 over the River Valley Blackhawks in area boys basketball. Here's a look at scoring. Hornets led 31-25 at halftime and built that lead up to 17 points. Led on the night with a strong effort from senior Wes Bosworth, 19 points. Jaden Shep adds 14, 13 by Liam Fingerson, 6 for Garrison Weiss, and 1 by Cutler Palmer. River Valley is faced by Houston Thatcher with 13, 11 for Jackson Thatcher, 10 points by Lucas Klein. 6 scored by Sam Poppy, 5 each for Caleb Drakenberg and Keegan Heiser, and Quincy Blakely has 3. River Valley makes 6 three-pointers. Houston Thatcher had 3 of them. Richland Center makes 2. Jaden Shep made both of those. The Hornets are 11 of 18 from the free throw line. River Valley 11 of 21 this evening. Now let's look at some of the other scores in Southwest Wisconsin on the Phil Knee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Well, in girls basketball, Cuba City 55-41 over Belleville in the second half. Final in boys basketball, Lancaster edges Dodgeville 59-55. Platteville over Prairie du Chien 71-27. Those are the other two conference games going on this evening. Ithaca with a final against Wazika Steuben. The Bulldogs win 46-35 in that makeup game in Wazika tonight. Also in girls basketball, looks like it's now final. Cuba City 61, Belleville 46. Riverdale leading Lafarge Youth Initiative at last word, 18-8. The Riverdale boys enjoyed a win against Lafarge tonight, 65-45. So it's, a light dusting of games tonight. A lot more tomorrow, and some games coming up on Saturday, including Richland Center's home game against Kenosha Indian Trail. Varsity time scheduled for 3, JV at 1:30. The next action for River Valley will be at Fenimore coming up on Monday night. And again, the big alumni day here at Richland Center High School. First alumni game, 8 in the morning, followed at 9, 10, and 11 with alumni game. And I guess they've had a pretty good response. 30-some players at last word. You can still sign up for that or just show up. They'll be glad to have you. Tonight's scoreboard is sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater area of southwestern Wisconsin. Well, Richland Center gets the win. Final score tonight, 61-52. They're now 1-1 in the Southwest Conference. River Valley falls to 1-1 with the loss. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Fabulous. Tim Thede back at the controls. Phil Lee wishing you the best. We'll be right back here tomorrow night when the Richland Center girls take on, drew a blank there for a moment, Dodgeville tomorrow night. We'll have the game for you right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Dodgeville at Richland Center in area girls basketball, beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at 7:15. Tonight's final, 61-52. The Hornet boys get the win. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and supporting area sports on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or low pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Maybe we should relapse, drink us one or two or three jigs, going back. Baby, I ain't talking rehab, I'm talking maybe we should call each other. Blame it on another. It's late, girl, I wanna. Should we make another mistake? On the colors, I see I'm a color. I chase that in a heartbeat just to feel your body. Next to me tonight, it's the ecstasy at last. So maybe we should read. I just wanna take.